Well, what it means, first of all, is that the three hospitals will not be closing. The three hospitals will be needed. There will be additional capacity needed. The HSE have responsibility in terms of their plan for the future of elderly care in our county. And certainly the commitment that they've shown today that there will be a need for services going into the future, I think that reassures people. There's been a lot of debate around this about and the fear around hospitals closing, but they've stated categorically that there will be a need for this capacity. And furthermore, this is phase one funding, for a network of community hospitals around the county that have been neglected for a long number of years. And the HSE have said in this statement that they're going to be actively pursuing other funding channels for these three hospitals, and that will be the job and responsibility and duty of whoever is elected in the next government and across the political divide to ensure that there will be extra funding for the three hospitals. It's important also to point out that there are concerns around the future of long-term beds, but what I would be saying here very, very clearly, it will be the duty and responsibility of whoever is elected to respond to the community. And there's been a very, very loud statement from each of these communities and across the county for the possible mix of long-term and short-term stay at these hospitals. And it's important that people are reassured. There's vulnerable people in these hospitals. There's elderly people, and certainly there has been a lot of confusion around this. But I'm delighted that the HSC have come out to clarify that there will be a future need for these three hospitals, and it's certainly a commitment to the community, and also it's a response to the massive community response and community concern that has been out there over the last number of weeks.
But despite this statement, the long stay residential care facilities issue still remains an issue regardless of the statement.
There certainly needs to be a very open conversation around what type of mix there will be needed in these hospitals going into the future. Certainly my own opinion is very clear. The community have responded very loudly in terms of having a retention of long-term beds at the hospital. And certainly I feel if I am in a position in a couple of weeks' time to be part of a Dáil representative for Donegal, I will be working very closely with the HSE, because the local HSE have been very consistent in their communication with me that there will be a need for additional beds in these hospitals, even with the new community hospital in Letterkenny. And it's also important to point out, while the HSC nationally have certain policies and around things, I have confidence on the HSC locally, and it's the HSC locally that have come out with this statement, come out with this response, and it backs up and reiterates Leo Varadkar's statement in the Dáil that there will be a need for services at these three hospitals. So the initial concerns I'm hearing in the community on the doorsteps, that there are fears around the hospitals closing. These hospitals are not closing. There will be a need for them in the future, but it will be the role and the duty of whoever is elected in the next Dáil term across the political divide in Donegal, the five TDs, to ensure that the community wishes for a mix of long-term stay and short-term stay and respite and step down and step up is part of the mix in these three hospitals.